Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less. Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business. Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Markwell Russell, and welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. And we're going to do it a little bit different today. We're going to dive into an interview in 1 second where my guy Mike Williams is going to break down exactly how he added an extra $11,300 to his revenue in only 3 days and his whole entire journey. I know you're going to be able to take a lot from this, implement it right immediately into your business. So with no further ado, let's get into it.
Here it is. So I am Rochelle, Senior Director of Communications for CAU, and I'm so excited to today I get to talk to my good friend, my new good friend, Mike Williams. Mike, welcome. Introduce yourself to everybody.
Yes. What's happening? My name is Mike Williams. I own a platform called BreakthroughKings.com. We help legacy-minded men generate more traffic, leads, and sales in order to, you know, build their businesses and increase their opportunities.
Love that. So tell me what you mean by legacy-minded men. What does that mean?
Oh, man, our four cornerstones at Breakthrough Kings is family, success, leadership, and community. We want you to be more well-rounded, you know? Oftentimes, we are really great at success, and we suck at home, right? So we want you to have that balance, and the key factor to that is learning how to leverage the internet to take care of the most important part sometimes is that money, because that's where a lot of men find our time. We find ourselves working 50, 60, 70 hours a week just to provide. So if we can learn how to monetize the internet, we'll have more time to spend time with the spouse, be there for the kids, and, you know, all the other things that are way more important.
Absolutely. Well, I love to hear you say that, because literally one of the things I think that I've been finding every time I talk to one of our clients is that, you know, we're really looking at the big picture. Yep. And it's not about the money for us at CAU. And so we really try to make sure that we choose folks that it's not about the money for them. And it seems like it's not about the money for you either.
That's right. It's just the freedom and time. That's all I want. Freedom and time.
Yes. So it's always so funny of how people like found Markwell or got here. So it sounds like you had, you know, this idea really, really solid before you got here. And then what happened? How did you first meet Markwell?
You know what's funny? It's a funny story. I've never met Markwell in person. However, I've been following him for years. There was a program, some affiliate marketing programs that we were a part of at the same time. But when he started doing his own events, I was like, man, he's killing it. And I was following him ever since. I would get every free offer. I'd always be on his email list. And once, you know, the ideal of Breakthrough King came, I was ready to kind of level up. Like, I really wanted this to be something that was going to be here for a long time. I didn't just want it to be an idea that happened in 2020 and wasn't here in 2021. So I reverse engineered Markwell's funnel. I wanted to see how he was getting these clients and what the process was like. So I ended up getting on a call with one of his sales guys. And I mean, just the rundown. And I was like, I'm hooked. I have to get in. So that same day I went all in. I was like, yo, take my credit card. Let's do this thing. And honestly, that's probably the best investment I made over the course of the last 12 years.
Wow. So, okay, let me break this down a couple of ways. First, you said, you know, this is what you do anyway, is that you do internet marketing. So just the fact that you're here, it just makes me go, wait, what? Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. then that you love the process so much. So what about it made you say, I'm all in? Even like, because so many people funnel hack or reverse engineer this thing all the time. And I happen to be the one who vets the leads. So when I see them coming in, I go, oh, somebody's funnel hacking us. You know, yeah. It's really funny. They want to see what the follow-up sequences are. And if we get them on a call, that's exactly what happens, is that they end up coming in because they're like, oh my gosh, you guys did this so well. So what was it? What was it that made you say, okay?
Honestly, it was the simplicity of it all. You know, what oftentimes happens with internet marketers who end up being here for a while, we know so much that we just start complicating the, you know, and it's the total opposite of what we learned years ago in the first place.
Yeah.
So it's like all these years, I've just been extremely complicating the process. I'm a pretty smart guy. I love all aspects of internet marketing. And the fact is, you just don't need everything. You don't need to do everything. You don't need every tool. You just need one. Like Bruce Lee says, I'm not afraid of the man who knows 1,000 kicks. I'm afraid of the man who's mastered one. And they've mastered that process. So I was like, you know what? I'm all in. I see how simple this is. And I have to try to duplicate this. So, and the only way I'm going to do that is by being a student.
Being a student. So one of the things I always like to ask is, you know, so what struggles were you having like before this journey? I mean, you're successful and we love helping successful people already, right? Really mm-hmm. just to level to that seven figures. But what kind of struggles were you having before?
Okay. All right. So let's look at it like this. The first month I hit five figures with CAU, right? I can't say that that was my first time hitting five figures. However, this was the first time it came this easy, right? For years, I was hustling and bustling, right? Working with way too many people who honestly weren't as serious as I was trying to help them.
Yeah.
And because of that, that helped me realize my value and that I simply had to step up and charge more for what I was doing so I can work with higher quality people. And naturally, I think that just does something for the universe because, you know, because once I made that decision and to stretch myself to ask for more, I really did start attracting people who are far more successful than the people I've been working with for the last 11 years, for crying out loud.
Sure.
And so I think that was the biggest thing, just helping me to understand my value. And if you position it right, and when you ask for it, you won't be concerned with asking for it, and they won't be concerned with paying for it.
Yeah, well, Mark Hall always says that the only people that have a problem with price is us.
Right.
Like, you know, they're your ideal clients. Never have a problem with the price. It's us, you know, being able to ask for it with a straight face and without quivering and without and hemming and hawing, just saying that this is the price, right? Yep. So how long did it take you to increase your price? Like, were you struggling with that?
I was, and I'll be totally transparent. The first month was a struggle for me to ask the money because I didn't feel like I was on the phone with, you know, really quality clients at the time.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I got to keep pressing forward. Let's just keep pushing. And the more I kept working the system and the more I just like went through the script and really became the script. You know what I mean? You go through it a couple of times and then you just become it. You know, you just start spitting that thing out like this. And that's where the confidence coming from, just routine, doing it. Even though this person may feel as if, I don't think they got the money. Yeah. You read that script like they got $1 million.
Yes.
You read that thing. And before you know it, your confidence shows and you do it so much and you ask for it so often, it just becomes natural.
And that's the truth. You know, it's you never know who has the money. You never know. Yeah. And people lie on their application. Okay. Yeah. The people who don't have money say they've got $1 million. Yeah. And the people who have $1 million say they don't have anything. Yeah. So our job is just to be consistent and consistently asking for the money. And that's part of our program has the mindset piece to get you able to ask for the money. How did you feel about the mindset piece?
I thought it was great. And to be honest,
yeah,
it didn't click in until earlier December, right? Early December, I had the opportunity of sitting through the rapid growth event, right? I guess we'll talk about later while I was able to sit through it. And so I'm just listening to the rapid growth event and I'm just admiring how Marquel is helping like 45 people through this process. Yeah. But it was the money piece that really hit home, you know, about, you know, old thoughts of money, you know, thoughts that, you know, mom taught us about, right? As I'm starting to see this success, self-sabotage is kicking in because I'm saying, oh, I'm going to mess this up. This is going to be like 5 years ago. I know it, right? So you got all that anxiety happening and you're just like running away from success. But after that event and really gearing in on the mindset, I'm like, you know what? Screw that. I deserve those words. I deserve are some very powerful words. And every day, if you say those, I think that that helped me overcome my self-sabotage. That helped me realize that, you know, I am worth what I'm asking for because I know what I'm doing.
Actually more, by the way, because I saw how much you're charging. You need to charge more.
Hey, I had that. I just had that conversation too a few days ago. So I had to make that decision to go up. So I was like, if that's what the coach wants, that's what the coach gonna get.
That's right. Well, because I saw that you made like $12,000 in 2 days or something like that. Something crazy. Is that what happened?
Yeah, it was like 11, 4, and about 2.5 days. Yep.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, it was. I actually messaged Marquel and I said, bro, I feel like nobody can tell me no. that's what I feel like. And the following day, it's weird because, you know, I was talking about another program that CAU has with Marquel briefly.
Yeah.
And then I ended up having the same conversation with Dre, but he texted me. And I'm like, did you speak to Marquel? Because I literally just spoke to him like 2 minutes ago. Okay. And he's like, nah, but I think we mentally in sync, right?
They do. They have like one brain that works. So literally, like, I'll be talking to one and I'll get a message from the other. And I'm like, I know you guys the same thing, you know? Uh-huh. Or even like we're on a group text all the time. And they are so funny is that they're posting the same thing at the same time. I'm like, there could be no better partner in the world. Like, they're so good. So good. Yeah.
And the first thing he tells me, he's like, so when we gonna up those prices? I'm like, huh? Like I stiffened up, right? And I'm like, what? Yeah. I was like, you know, I made XYZ. He was like, so when we gonna raise those prices? I was like, say no more. I got you. So yeah. That's what we did. We went into it. We did the script exactly the same. Mm-hmm. And people weren't opposed to saying yes. You know what I mean? So it's like, why not?
No, the price is only our fault, right? Yep. Here in between those 6 inches and you're delivering the same thing. Yep. You're delivering the same thing and what you're delivering is truly the transformation.
That's it.
And so that's it. Like, so how much is the transformation worth to them?
Right, yep, that's dope.
Yeah, that's always the question that I love to ask. So I know you've kind of told us what's happened since you've got to CAU. When did you get to CAU originally?
August, late July, August.
So it's been 5 months. Yep. 5 months. And not only that you've been doing so well that we invited you to come and to help coach our clients too, because you're just such a beast. Like, how did that happen? And how are you feeling now that you get to kind of get the inner workings of really get to dig deep?
You know what? It's part of my master plan, right? So when I saw the email said, we're hiring. I'm like, we're hiring. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, nah, that wouldn't look cool if he was working for the company. But then the other part of my mind said, it'd be the smartest thing you can do to learn how this whole operation works from the back end, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? I'll give it a shot. I'm assuming that there's like 100,000 people on this email list and I'm just, you know, shot in the bucket, whatever. I'm going to make the quick video. I'm going to send it in. And then I didn't think anything of it after that. And then I got the emails like, you know, they want to interview. I'm like, okay. So I show up to the interview, you know, just being me. I think I had on a tank top and, you know, we go on the interview because they said be laid back. So I'm going to be laid back, you know. Yeah. We had a great conversation and I told them all transparency. I said, listen, this is kind of like a Trojan horse effect to me. And my opportunity to just get close to two people that I admire who've been able to build such a significant business in our industry. You can't go anywhere without anybody knowing who CAU and Marquel is in this industry, you know? So I
those
was like
real players, right? Like those right. players that aren't like they, right. they They don't know him, but the real players know exactly who he is.
Exactly. So, you know, and I noticed all the circles, you know, their names will pop up. Marquell will pop up on some of their virtual events. I'm like, all right, this is a smart move and I can be learning straight from the sauce. And that was a great opportunity too, because not only do I get to work with Andre and learning his style of coaching, getting his different perspective, yeah, being able to coach students every day, that's sharpening my own sword. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I just looked at it from a personal development and a business development perspective to lock arms. Why not? It only makes sense to do that. So
yeah, no, I felt the same way when I got here. It's not that I wasn't already amazingly successful. It wasn't that I hadn't done anything, but I love them so much. You know what I mean? Like, I love working with them. I love hanging out with them. I love just kind of, you know, their energy. You know, I'm older, and so here, we'll cover the gray. so it's just that young fight that I remember, that that's fight. And so, like, they got me to get back into the fight. Like, cause I was like, you know, really this stuff, it's just easy to make money without even being in the middle of this stuff.
Yep.
But, I've really enjoyed it myself. So what do you think is what's your favorite part of CAU? That's kind of my favorite question to ask. What is it? Is it the scripting? Is it the mindset? Is it the simplicity? What is it?
In regards to the program, it's very simple, very easy to follow along, right? You know, each video is like, you know, 5 to 10 minutes, and they kind of took that whole rapid business growth weekend, put it into the course. So somebody who wants to get in on Monday and launch by Friday, that's possible, right? Somebody who wants to get in, kind of take their time, that's possible too. So it caters to the person who's ready to go and the person who just, hey, I just need a little more tutoring here. I need to ask somebody a few more questions. And they have that opportunity to be able to touch, to be able to log on Monday through Thursday and have somebody personally answer your questions. Nobody's doing that. I don't know many. I don't know any, to be honest.
Yeah, nobody's
so when
doing
I got here, that blew my mind in and of itself. I was like, they're going every day? That's heavy. But that helps you step up your standards. So as a client, I'm like, well, if I want to be able to reach the level of success that they're reaching, I obviously have to do the same too.
Yeah.
Right. You know, I have to figure out how to duplicate that, because obviously that's where the secret sauce is or something.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Well, that's part of it. You know, so many people are teaching high ticket, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not hard to get somebody to pay for their dream because you're selling their dream.
Right.
Getting them pay is not the thing.
Right.
Getting them to give you testimonials, getting them to refer you, getting them to have results. Now that's a whole different story. Yep. So, you know, getting somebody to pay $20,000-$30,000, they'll do that all day long because they're believing in the sales letter.
Yep.
They're believing in the pitch. They're believing in the script, right? They're not really believing in you yet, but every single person that I've interviewed believes in Marquell.
Yep.
And that is what the difference is, because everybody gets results. If you do it, and if you do what we tell you to do, and if you jump and are plugged in, you will get results.
Yep.
And it's just a matter of time, you know, how much tweaking that you allow yourself to be coached to do. Because a little birdie told me that when you first came to the program, that you kind of had your own funnel set up, and is that true?
Let me tell you something. I came in here like any other man would be, with the big ego. Like, I'm going to turn this thing up. I'm going to tweak this, right? And end up blowing all this money. I'm like, that ain't seem right. Let me get on one of these calls. So I got on a call. Andre looked at my data. And he was like, oh, so you just going to do what you want to do, huh? I'm like, excuse me? Is he talking to Frederick Douglass back there? Who's he talking to?
That's exactly how it's going. Oh my gosh, so that's funny.
I collected myself. I said, you know what? You're here for a reason. You're here because they're getting a result that you want. So I'm going to shut up and I'm going to listen. I haven't done that in a very long time, right? Other than my wife, I'll shut up and listen. So I shut up and I listened. And he told me the changes to make. I did it. And in 4 weeks, it was a rough 4 weeks, but I said, I'm going to trust in the process. And I think at the last few days of that month, we ended up closing like 3 different clients. And I was like, okay, okay. He knows what he's talking about. It was like, okay. It's kind of like Smokey on a Friday. When he come around, I'll be quiet. When he leave, I'll start talking again. But it was a good moment.
It's a process. You know, I tell people, I part of my role here is that I vet every application, right? So as the apps come through and I call them and I say, okay, you know, are you crazy? Or do you really have a business that, number one, we can help, and number two, is worthy of our help? Like, we're not interested in just helping you go make money and take from people. If you really aren't a subject expert, then we don't want to fool with you, right? Yeah. But what happens is that everybody comes to the party with being a subject expert. So in their brain, they're like, I'm smarter than this. Like, that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. Like, no, that's not. And then when they follow the process. So I love to hear you say, oh yeah. And you burn through a ton of cash until you kind of figured out that that wasn't the way to go.
Absolutely. Definitely. Definitely. So another great decision I made this year.
Is to listen and follow the instructions.
That's right. Stay coachable.
Stay coachable. Now that is the key, because so many people aren't. Mm-hmm. They aren't coachable. They come with this angst and of who they believe they should be and why they don't know it. And when they see how simple it is, it like, it hurts their feelings almost. Yep. And I go, this isn't it. This isn't going to work for me. I go, okay. Okay. Yep. You know, but then when they follow the process and they see all of like your wins that you had last weekend, everything that happens, it helps them kind of just turn around and turn around.
Mm-hmm.
So that's awesome. Well, so with that, since you did the first kind of 4 weeks on your own and not in the program, so it took you. So once you said yes, how long did it take you to get your first sale?
And another transparency, I fell back in September and I fell back in October. Mm-hmm. I wanted to reshape my message. I wanted to hit a different type of man. Okay. Someone who was a business owner. So I had to change my messaging a little bit. And so end of November, I did that, made the adjustments, went through the plan and the process. And then my lead flow started going through the roof. And honestly, this December is when things really went bananas. Simplified the message, really drilled it, really targeting on, you know, who I wanted to talk to, and just kept it up. I mean, same thing. I got my same Facebook ad campaign that I was told to create. Same script, same booking process. Everything's the same, but I'm just like talking to who I want to talk to now. The conversations are great. The confidence is high. And, you know, according to my coach, I just raised my prices. So I'm excited for that too. So we're good. So honestly, December was when things really took off for me because I really dialed in.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like too, that even when you came in, you got the plan, you know, it sounds like whatever business now that you want to venture off or passion project, now you know the system. Would you agree?
I totally agree. 100%. Anything I want to do, this is the way I'm going to do it, especially if you're doing big ticket. It's just the best way to go.
Yeah.
Best way to, hands down. Keep it simple.
So it sounds like that you've become your own kingdom king.
I guess so. Yeah. I'm a breakthrough king.
Yeah. You know, because now really, you know, even though you were teaching it, you were kind of going about it. You weren't as congruent as you are now.
Oh, that's the word. Congruent. That's
what you the say? Word. Okay.
Yep. From start to finish. That's the word right there. Dialed in, locked in. That's the word. Congruent. I like that. I like the way you put that.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you know, we are so grateful to have you. Not only as a client, but now as a coach, and it's really helping us be on this crazy trajectory to help, you know, a million entrepreneurs really serve millions and millions and the way that they want to be served and helping them really get results. And we love that that's what you're doing. And thank you so much for sharing your story. Anything, last thing you'd like to say to Marquel and Dre or to our audience watching?
Marquel and Dre, I want to say thank you for just blazing the trail. I want to say thank you for not quitting or giving up. because I know you dealt with a lot of frustration, a lot of ups and downs, but thank you for not quitting and allowing us to be a part of, you know, your overall success by helping us to get success. And for anybody listening and you've been on the edge about CAU, just go ahead and do it. If you haven't booked that appointment, book it. If you already spoke to somebody, find the money, get in, and just let's get your coaching and consulting business off the ground and to where it needs to be.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike. And we will talk soon.
All right.
Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.